This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that New Delhi's dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
Earlier speaking at the inauguration of the Embassy of Honduras in New Delhi, Dr. S. Jaishankar said the economic engagements between India and Honduras in the last 3 decades have grown steadily, with bilateral trade reaching more than $300 million. He added that the opening of the Embassy of Honduras in the national capital will go a long way to facilitate trade promotion, encouraging business people to use the embassy as a hub for matchmaking. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor is India's impregnable and strong response to terror being exported from Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir for the last several decades now. Addressing the troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended the Indian Armed Forces for their valour, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor.
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री माननीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी के कुशल नेतृत्व और मार्गदर्शन में ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान आपने जो कुछ भी किया है उस पर पूरे देश को गर्व की अनुभूति हो रही है। मैं अभी भले ही आपका रक्षा मंत्री हूं, लेकिन उससे पहले तो मैं भारत का एक नागरिक हूं। रक्षा मंत्री के साथ साथ मैं आज भारत के नागरिक के रूप में भी आप सबके प्रति आभार व्यक्त करने के लिए यहाँ मौजूद हूँ।
The defence minister questioned the safety of a nuclear weapons in the hands of Pakistan. He said Pakistan's nuclear weapons should be taken under the supervision of International Atomic Energy Agency. The Jamia Millia Islamia University has suspended all memorandums of understanding, MOUs, with all academic institutions affiliated with the government of Turkey. This decision was taken in view of national security. British political commentator and writer David Vance extended strong support to Operation Sindoor, calling it long overdue and a necessary move. In an interview with a news agency, he said that he considers Pakistan of being a failed state, a terrorist state and a terrorist incubator. Mr. Vance also condemned the Western media for its biased coverage of the Pahalgam terror attack. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces at Nader Thral area of Avantipura in Pulwama district today. The operation started early this morning. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashvani News that during the operation, 3 armed terrorists were killed and their bodies are being retrieved from the encounter site. Home Minister Amit Shah visited the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi today to check on the health of the security personnel injured during the 21-day-long anti-Naxal operation carried out in Karigutta Hills in Chhattisgarh and Telangana border. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today said the conflict between Russia and Ukraine cannot be solved militarily. The top U.S. diplomat was talking to media after arriving at Antalya in Turkey for an informal meeting of NATO foreign ministers. The statement comes as delegations from Russia and Ukraine are set to hold direct peace talks in Turkey's city Istanbul later in the day. The benchmark domestic equity indices today staged a sharp trend reversal, ending with gains of around 1.5%, with the Nifty reclaiming the 25,000 mark for the first time since October 2024. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 1,200 points or 1.48% to close at 82,531. And with that, we end this news bulletin.